Next person is Jean Houston, J-E-A-N, Houston Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. Date of birth is 7/4/48. This is a 76-year-old black woman, very thin, bedbound. Status post, two brain aneurysm, 2010-2020. Status post clipping, subsequent stroke with left-sided weakness. In the past month or so, her caregiver, Linda, tells me that she's had a change in her condition. She's lost about 10 pounds. She's becoming more confused. She's sometimes oriented to person only. Patient has a history of extensive smoking. She's single. She has one child and doesn't smoke alcohol at this time, period. Allergy, none. Family history. Mom died of some kind of gallstone surgery complications. Dad drowned. He was a deputy sheriff. Allergy, none. Medications, Neurontin, 300 milligram TID, Norvasc, 10 milligram once a day, Norco, 10, 325 once a day, Ambien, 5 milligram a day. Review of system, Ms. Murray is quite thin. She's eating very little. She's had weight loss, increased weakness, confusion. As I mentioned, not oriented to person, no fever, chills, no hematemesis, hematochezia. Surgery includes hernia operation, brain aneurysm type times two, some kind of gunshot wound to the head, vulva cancer in the past, in remission, and a peritoneal stent, a VP stent, VP shunt that's in place at this time. Medical problems includes status post aneurysm, recurrent strokes. I suspect patient has had more strokes, hypertension, neuropathy, chronic pain. On exam, we find patient to be, again, disoriented. She doesn't know what year it is. She knows her name, but doesn't know her date of birth or how old she is. Oh, by the way, last hospitalization put down 123 related to her aneurysm clipping and a shunt placement. On exam, two sats 90%, heart rate 105, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 92, a febrile heart, positive small positive restricted lungs, true bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows disability, skin shows no rash, severe muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity and upper extremity assessment. Here we have a 76-year-old woman, status post brain aneurysm, status post clipping, with a recurrent stroke, left side weakness, now with worsening condition, with weight loss, confusion, disorientation, decreased appetite. Patient is now in bed about 18 hours a day. She is at high risk of fall when she does get up. She requires around-the-clock care by her caregiver, Linda. She doesn't have any fever, doesn't have any evidence of shunt or infection or malfunction. Her symptoms appear to be related to her aneurysm and subsequent strokes. Then number two, smoking abuse, history of alcohol abuse. Number three, COPD. Number four, neuropathy. Number five, history of chronic pain. Number six, hypertension, controlled. Number seven, tachycardic. Number eight, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Number nine, overall prognosis is poor given patient's change in mental status and condition in the past 3 to 4 weeks per her caregiver. Next number is increased disorientation. Next number is increased weakness. Next number is left-sided weakness. Next number is high risk of fall. Next number is requiring help with most ADLs at this time. Next number is bouts of bowel and bladder incontinence. Under social put down, patient did work retail at one time but has not worked for some time. Put that where it says single, has one child, and then COVID immunization put in there somewhere is up to date. Okay, thank you. Oh, just put there also last hospitalization. Oh, I think I said that, 123 related to her shunt and aneurysm clipping. Thank you.